Edition. Location: Seattle. Date: January 9, 2519. Three men were following me, but I only needed one to answer my questions, so I decided to kill the other two. It was near midnight. It was that rare, dry winter night in Seattle. A thick, cloudy fog filled the street, making the darkness darker. There was a strange odor in the air, a sharp, chemical scent I did not recognize. The smell was faint and becoming weaker. I did not have time to wonder what it was, though. My mind was on the men who were following me. Muggers or assassins? Muggers didn't worry me. In truth, neither did assassins. But that was because death held a certain attraction for me, especially if I could take these bastards with me. I was dressed in civilian clothing instead of the uniform of a Marine in the enlisted man's empire, and I did not have a gun or a knife. No problem. Muggers tended to be big, strong, and aggressive, but untrained, relying on fear as much as violence. I wasn't afraid. I was trained, and I was ready. I came to a corner and looked both ways before crossing, not searching for cars or muggers, but surveying the potential battlefield. Maybe I should run. Would I stand a better chance of luring them in if I pretended to be afraid? A strange thought ran through my mind. Anything that can be programmed can be reprogrammed? I had no idea where the thought had come from or what it meant. It was a stray. My shadows saw me standing by the curb and stopped abruptly. I walked across the street and sprinted into the fog. The hunting party followed my example. But of course, they had given me a head start. Now that they knew I had heard them, they abandoned their attempt at stealth and raced after me. I was 29 years old and in my prime. I kept myself in shape. Apparently, only one of my would-be attackers jogged every day. When I turned a corner and paused to listen, the sound of their footsteps told me that one of my pursuers had pulled away from the pack. He would be the tough one, the athlete.
Careful, Butch!
Butch didn't have an opportunity to answer. He came tearing past the corner where I waited, and I stuck out a leg. I placed a foot across the back of his neck and snapped his spine. I picked up the knife he had dropped. Then I walked back into the alley, into total darkness, and I worked my way slowly back around the block. By the time I came back to the street, Butch's two pals had found his corpse.
Butch! Butch, are you okay?
Using parked cars for cover, I came within 10 feet of the bastards. After watching them to make sure they were as stupid as I thought, I stepped out from behind a sedan. He's with God and the angels now. The short-term survivors turned and squinted into the fog, trying to find me. The guy kneeling beside the body had a book in one hand and a carving knife in the other. Hardly the weapons of an assassin or a mugger. The bearded one on his feet held a 2-foot-long metal rod. He grasped it between his hands the way a worker would hold a pickaxe. All three of them, the two men and the corpse, wore rags instead of clothes. Their hair was long, and they had the dirty, musty smell of unwashed clothes. These weren't assassins. They were goddamned missionaries? Had I just killed a man who had come thinking to save my non-existent soul? Do you want to talk about this? The one on his feet raised his rod in the air.
Father, take me into the bosom of Abraham!
He charged right at me, screaming and waving his stick. He brought the rod down as if it were a samurai sword. I stepped to the side. I picked the rod up from the fallen man. The third man stood and faced me.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Put down the knife and you just might avoid the valley of death.
He leadeth me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul!
As this guy sprang forward, he used the rod I'd borrowed from his friend to break one of his kneecaps. I cracked the man across the back of his head with the rod, knocking him unconscious. Then I picked up his knife and slit his throat with it. Still holding a knife in one hand and a steel rod in the other, I walked over to where the sole survivor lay. I knelt beside the man, carefully placing the rod and knife where I could see them.
You murdered me.
You should have thought about that before you came after me.
I'm dying.
Don't pack your bags just yet. Let's chat. Nasty wound.